rest of the story. It was while on a business trip that Milton saw the tiny toy helicopter in the shop window. The paper tag on which the price was hand-inscribed said 50 cents, but there was something about that clever little plaything that made it especially worthwhile. It could fly. Or at least so Milton surmised, noticing the attachment of rubber bands to its uncomplicated mechanism. Well, Milton walked into the shop. 50 cents for the little helicopter, he said to the clerk. Well, yes, the clerk answered, but you understand that it's a kit. It has to be put together. Oh, that would be particularly delightful, Milton exclaimed. And then he explained that he had once been a schoolteacher, and from this experience he'd retained some very specific ideas about education. The real challenge, he happily expounded, is winning a pupil's interest. Once he is fascinated with something, it would be impossible to prevent him from learning about it. I take it you have children of your own, said the clerk. Yes, Milton answered, grammar school age. He and his wife had encouraged them to read and to ask questions and to think for themselves from the time that they were quite small, and they would like nothing better than to build a little helicopter and watch it fly. Milton had always believed in the power of educational toys to stimulate the intellect, and this particular one was among the best that he'd ever seen. Which model would you like? The clerk asked. What were the choices? Milton wanted to know. Oh, my goodness, answered the clerk. Here's one that rises to a height of 50 feet or so and then falls without harming itself. Here's one that shoots upward about as high as that but then glides gently back to earth. And there's even one that ascends 25 feet and then hovers in midair for as long as half a minute. Well, Milton purchased the model that seemed most intriguing and hurried home to Cedar Rapids, Iowa that afternoon, thoroughly pleased with himself for having discovered such a gift, quite eager to present it. What did you bring us, Daddy? Came the familiar greeting at the door. And from behind his back, Milton, grinning broadly, produced the neatly wrapped toy. The boys tore off the wrapping like frenzied predators. Do you like it? Milton asked hopefully. Oh, my, how they did like it. After carefully assembling the little helicopter, they wound up its rubber band motor again and again and again. Indoors that night, watching it rise up and bob against the ceiling. Outdoors the next morning, cheering as it soared to dizzying heights and then sailed back to them in lazy circles. Milton, convinced as he was of his educational theories, could never have imagined how correct he had been this once. For you see, his two youngest sons, then ages 11 and 7, would remember all the rest of their days that one day in the autumn of 1878 when Daddy brought them a little helicopter toy, a 50-cent plaything ostensibly, and yet something which was to awaken in them a passion that changed their lives forever after. And it changed your life, too. You'd never met the educator-turned-minister who, returning from a trip on church business, bestowed a tiny yet enormous gift on his boys, an interested father named Milton Wright. But all your life you've known his sons Wilbur and Orville. And now, well, now you know the rest of the story.